Hey, we're at Fish Fry Friday at Queen of All Saints this afternoon and about to wrap up the 5 o'clock hour, and I don't want to leave Frank Cusimano too short. Let's welcome him into the fray. He is not with us at Queen of All Saints. We wish you were, Frank, but we have to start, despite the good performance by the Cardinals on the field at Busch Stadium, we got to start with the Blues because I unwisely turned that game off when it was 2-0 last night. That was a mistake, wasn't it?
It was. Two goals in 19 seconds, and the Blues make it 8
so
in a row. It's absolutely stunning, Mark. They go to Colorado tomorrow. That will be their toughest task in this win streak, but it's their longest win streak in 3 years, and they just find a way to win. They weren't razor sharp last night, but those two great moments in the span of 19 seconds kept the streak alive.
That's so great.
Well, one of the things I think my reaction when I saw 2-0 is, well, you know what? They're going to lose because they've won so many in a row. They won 7 in a row, so you kind of expect that there's going to be a loss, but they keep fighting back and winning. So then, who is on their heels in the playoff picture right now? Explain that dynamic.
Okay, so they're 5 points up on Vancouver and 6 points up on Calgary, and they're 2 points behind Minnesota for the first wild card spot. And if you get that first wild card spot, you get to play Vegas instead of Winnipeg. So I think Minnesota's got to be concerned too.
All right, well, let's talk baseball because a lot of questions about this season, a lot of questions about Sonny Gray. It was an awesome opening day despite a little rain delay yesterday. Got to say hello and welcome back Harrison Bader. Hit a home run, didn't hurt you too much because you won the game still.
Yeah, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, and I could just imagine what the pulse of the town would be like today if they blew that 4-0 lead, but they didn't. Sonny Gray proves that spring training means nothing. He went 5, allowed 2, struck out 6. And then these guys that have to come through all season long came through in day 1. I mean, everybody has been wondering for years, what would it be like if Lars Nootbaar actually stayed healthy for an entire season? He's 6'3", 215. He draws his walk. He hits for power. And yesterday goes 2-for-4. And as we've been saying all spring, watch out for Nolan Arenado. He's lost weight. He did all that yoga. He's got more back speed. And he homers in the game and also has 2 hits. So those are two things you just love to see.
Ethan, you were there. Explain the Arenado reception because that was pretty awesome, wasn't it?
It was one of the coolest things that I've seen at the ballpark. It was a full circle moment where even during the opening, the crowd gave him a lot of love when the F-150s were going around the track. And then that curtain call, Frank, you let me know your thoughts on this. I thought that curtain call that we saw after that home run was one of the coolest curtain calls I've ever seen at the ballpark.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you. It gave you chills. And, you know, for a while he was looking like public enemy number one because he declined to trade to the Astros. But the bottom line is, since the guy's been here, his only flaw is caring too much and somehow, you know, letting that affect his performance at times. But I really think he's headed for a terrific season. Speaking of ovations, I thought the most interesting dynamic ovation-wise, I don't know if you all noticed it, but I was wondering when they were going to announce John Mozeliak. And they didn't for a long time. And I thought, well, maybe they're playing it smart. They don't want him booed. So then they play this like 4 or 5 minute tribute to John Mozeliak, listing all of his accomplishments, you know, the championships, minor league system of the year. And then when they introduced him, people had a chance to look at that, have a little perspective. There was booing, but if they didn't play that, I think it would have gotten ugly. And I think it was a really smart move by the Cardinals.
Yep.
Yeah,
sometimes
to remember what John Mozeliak has meant.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, just briefly, because we only have like 90 seconds left, but it was pretty good college basketball night last night. The higher seeds seemed to do pretty well. Another big night tonight. You got a big SEC matchup with UK, Kentucky, and Tennessee tonight.
Yeah, I think the story, though, was John Calipari being John Calipari and blowing a 14-point lead in the final 4 minutes. That's what he's done very often in his career. I know he had the big win against St. John's, but I knew that was going to happen. But Duke's still the team to beat.
Yeah, look, that was overtime, too, and that was another game I turned off, thinking Arkansas had won it. So I made some mistakes in my viewing last night, Frank. What's coming up on Sunday night?
Okay, Jim Montgomery, the unbelievable coach of the Blues, will join us in studio, and also in studio, nature boy Ric Flair. So we are really excited with this diverse group of guests.
How'd you manage that? That's pretty fun. It sounds like you got a good weekend coming up. All right, Cusimano, we'll talk on Monday afternoon. Thank you.
Bye, Frank.
Bye, guys.
All right, we're going to wrap things up for this hour. And look, the one and only George Gray from The Price is Right is here. He's going to play The Price is Wrong, a little game that he came up with here on 97.1 FM Talk. And Melissa Bowman's here. She owns Crumble Cookies. There's a location that's not too far from where we are. But they have, more importantly, we're talking about baseball, they have a location inside Busch Stadium right now, which is awesome. So we'll talk with Melissa coming up as well. We'll get you up to the top of the hour. Dave Murray's forecast. We're coming back with George Gray and an audio cut of the day in the 5 o'clock hour.